Joining us in the studio is business leader and guru Hixonia Nyasulu for Boardroom 101. Hixonia has served on multiple global boards and is the perfect person to give you your business advice. This morning, we've got her back in East Coast Radio House to discuss Everybody Loves a Team Player in this morning's episode of Boardroom 101. Good morning, Hixonia.
Good morning, Darren.
So what can you say about a team player? I mean, everyone claims to be one, but are they really? And also, aren't we looking for individual brilliance, you know, for somebody to climb the ladder rather than, you know, the team focus?
I think individual brilliance is expected. That's a reason you were employed in the first place. Oh. But for a company as a whole to be efficient, you need people to work as a team. Mm. You know, companies employ different skill sets, but for maximum efficiency, each person must not only play their role well, you know, that individual excellence, but they must learn to harness the skills of others and use their skills to bring out the best in others. And without that kind of team play, the company is not going to achieve anything, because what you're doing is you're competing with each other instead of bringing out the best in each other.
So a good example of this would be a sporting analogy.
Precisely.
Lionel Messi, arguably the best player around today, if not of all time, has this moment of individual brilliance in the midfield, sometimes in the goal mouth.
Right.
But if it wasn't for the team around him, giving him the through ball, knowing his talents and them working together, they wouldn't have the success.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you've got to be relying on everyone else to help you bring out the excellence in you. And that's what team play is about. But teamwork is also not just about harnessing the strengths of the others, but about sharing their successes as well. It's so coming to work and saying, well done on closing that deal. Because what it says to that person is, my team is rooting for me. We are not in a competitive situation. And to demonstrate how important teamwork is, even in a competitive landscape, the one time that your competitor focuses on you is if they have intelligence, that morale is down in your organization, that the team is fragmented, that there's infighting. What they will say is they are ripe right now for an attack. And it could be a hostile takeover bid, or it could just be going for your market, because as you're fighting as a team, you've taken your eye off the ball.
Yeah.
So teamwork is extremely important, not just for people to feel that they are not working in a silo and in isolation, but they have people who are looking to help them to achieve the goals of the company. So everybody loves a team player. And let me give you another example of why teamwork is important. If you look at everything we have seen in Busasa, teamwork doesn't mean that you hide the wrong things that you see. In fact, a good team player will say, this is wrong and it should not be done. Because if someone had done that, it helps to keep the company intact. And we've seen what has happened. Busasa has now imploded. I think it's under liquidation, voluntary or otherwise. But if someone, imagine what would have happened if someone had come up long ago, before any inquiry, and said to someone, I don't like what is happening, it is wrong. Wouldn't they have saved the entire company and the jobs of people? So teamwork is also about saying, I'm going to be a good team player because I'm going to speak up when I see something wrong happening.
Yeah.
So be a good team player, help others, cheer them on, you know, support your team players, because you cannot alone achieve the objectives.
And gently call them out when they're doing wrong.
And gently call them out when they're doing wrong, because it is for the good of everyone else employed in that company.
Everybody loves a team player.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
So if you missed today's episode with Hixonia Nyasulu, head on over to our podcast section right now. It's at ecr.co.za. Just click on East Coast Breakfast and then share this with everyone you know who needs to get ahead in business and is perhaps not a team player. Because as you know, there's no I in team, but there is an I in team captain.
I like that.
It's taken, you know, just to stick to that. There's no I in team.
Yeah.
For more information on today's topic, just head on over to htothepowerofyou.com and make sure you tune in every Monday morning, 6:51 for Boardroom 101.